right, Two Heartbeats is one from War, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, it was Lights of Home from Songs of Experience. Wake Up Dead Man, probably the only good track on Pop. And I've had frequent discussions, as it were, with DJ Sean about this. Pop is probably one of the handful of crap albums that U2 has made, except for that track, which I think is the best one on there. Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of, from All That You Can't Leave Behind, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. And so we're having a show devoted to Bono's memoir, Surrender, 40 songs, one story. And so so basically I'm creating my own playlist on the songs that he devoted. He kind of devotes a chapter to each of the 40 songs. And I don't know why he didn't pick like 60, since he's like 62 years old. Anyway, I think 40 is a special number for him, and I haven't dug into that. Of course, there's a song 40 on the album War, which I guess they used to end all of their concerts with up until like sometime in the 90s, I believe. Anyway, so that's what's going on here tonight. Thanks for listening. My loyal listeners are no doubt enjoying this. U2, an important band here in 1,000 Points of Light. And we're going to continue on with this one from How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. This is City of Blinding Lights, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
Oh, place of me.
Who's gonna ride your wild horse? All right, you too. Who's going to ride your wild horses from Octung Baby, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And before that, it was Get Out of Your Own Way from Songs of Experience, Breathe from the No Line on the Horizon record, and City of Blinding Lights from How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb started things off, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. And this is a show inspired by Bono's memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story. And, you know, it's funny, for a guy with, like, such a huge ego, and, you know, it's funny, he says in the book that he has a huge ego, and he knows it, but he's also has low self-esteem, which I don't get how those two things can actually occur in the same person. So anyway, there's the book has these three major themes. There's that, the ego, right? There's his love for his wife, Allie, who he stayed with throughout his entire career. And then there's, of course, his faith. And I can't think of a band as more like Catholic than you two. So there's all that kind of rolling in together as he kind of rides through his entire career. There's a little bit of music business stuff about managers and agents and all kinds of stuff like that, which is fun to read if you're into that. You know, it's funny, it's like speaking of the big ego, like early on, he talks about this show in New Haven where he was like fed up with the sound, and he went and he grabbed like Larry Mullen's drum kit and he was about to throw it into the crowd. He was just like fed up and just having a big hissy fit. And before he did that, before he actually threw it into the crowd, Dave Edge Evans, he grabbed his shoulder and just like put a stop to the whole thing. And apparently, this is what Bono says in the book, that Edge is the only person who can stop him when he's having these like, you know, these tantrums. So we'll have to take him for his word. Anyway, all right, moving on. Up next, it's this track here from, there we go. It's kind of major difficulty. All right, Every Breaking Wave from Songs of Experience, 1,000 Songs of Innocence, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah.
spend a day there to hear the things you haven't said and see what you might see. I wanna hear you when you call. Do you feel anything at all? I wanna see your thoughts take shape and we'll cry.
Hold me close and don't let me go. Hold me.
the very reason we came. But you, I'm sure I met long before the night the stars went out. We're meeting up again. Hold me close, hold me close and don't let me go.
Oh,
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Out of Control. So finally I got to play it after we heard a little snippet of it because I like screwed up the queuing, and then before when I had the whole problem with the track listing. So I finally got around to playing Out of Control. That was the U2, or Bono's first single. And, you know, again, it seems like he's just showing off. That's a first single. You'd think it would be a lot more simple or anything or something. But it was very complicated and dance in and out, like high points, low points. So pretty good song, I have to say. Before that, Iris Hold Me Close from Songs of Innocence, which is a song written for his mom. He lost his mom at the age of 14, growing up in Dublin. So we had to have that in there. And that's a song that Bono devoted a chapter in his book to, Miracle Drug from How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. And then Every Breaking Wave from Songs of Innocence. You know, what's funny is that I'm noticing a lot of songs from the Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience. They're kind of like a double album, even though they're sort of came out at different times. But they both came out, I think, in consecutive years. I think it was Songs of Experience in 17 and Songs of Innocence in 14, so not consecutive years, sorry. But the point is, I think that because there are so many songs from both those records and they seem kind of autobiographical, I think maybe Bono's been kicking around this memoir idea for quite a few years. All right, let's move on. Up next, it's this track, Landlady, from Songs of Experience, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Wait.
poet's man. 'Cause when I was broke, it was you that always paid the rent.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Thanks for listening tonight. Of course, this is I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For from the Rattle and Hum record. But we're going to end things on a moment of surrender from No Line on the Horizon. I felt like the right way to end the show. This has been my show inspired by Bono's memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story, Bono of U2, of course. I will see you next week here on WMFO.